most ways to meet your needs, you'd have to take a risk. Like start to get in a relationship, and that brings up a big risk. In fact, the primary fear that we will are not enough and won't be loved, guess where it shows up more than any other place? In intimate relationship. Because look, that's why most people spend more time at work or with their kids. Because with their kids, they figure, I got this love forever. On the other hand, work. You can control it by your effort, by your focus, by your commitment to do well in work. You have control of that. No control in a relationship. Influence at best, that's what you have. So it's scary as hell for people. I don't care what the situation is. If you don't get your relationship where you want it to be, you're going to be in pain. The first of the six human needs, I believe, is the need for certainty. Think of certainty as the ability to avoid pain and the ability to have pleasure. At least to avoid pain, because avoiding pain is a survival instinct. It's hardwired into us to have some level of certainty just to survive. So we need certainty. Everybody needs it. The only question is how much of it you think you gotta have. I'll tell you this, the quality of your life is in direct proportion to the amount of uncertainty you can comfortably live with. The more uncertainty you can live with, the more you'll try, the more you'll learn, the more alive you'll be. The more you gotta be certain about everything, the less you'll have. So in this young lady's case, she really wants certainty that this next relationship won't hurt her. And yet she needs certainty. So how's she gonna get it? Well, she can do it by being incredibly intense about the men she's with and really screening the hell out of them. But if she screens the hell out of them, many of them are gonna feel judged and think, why would I wanna be around this bitch? So there's many ways to get certainty. You can get certainty by eating. When you overeat, all the blood rushes in your stomach and you start breathing again. You can do it by smoking, deep diaphragmic breath happens. You can do it by drugs. You can do it by just looking at your history and saying, you know what, I've always found a way. Isn't that amazing? And I will again. Just trusting, based on your history, you've always found the way. You can do it through a spiritual belief. You can do it in positive ways, neutral ways, or destructive ways. Because everybody finds a way to meet their need for certainty. Everyone, even crazy people. Everybody finds a way. The only question is, are you gonna find a way that's obtainable or sustainable? Everybody obtains certainty. The question is, can you sustain it? And can you do it in a way that sustains you long-term?
Take a moment to consider, what are some of the ways that you use to get the feeling of certainty? What do you do with your physiology, eat, sleep, exercise, the way you breathe or stand? What do you do with your focus in order to feel certain? Do you have an empowering belief? Do you focus on your future or your past? What language patterns do you use? Are there phrases you use regularly? If you like, pause the film for a moment and write these down. Now Robbins will explain the second human need, uncertainty.
How many of you in this room, tell me honestly, how many of you love surprises? You do say I. Bullshit. You like the surprises you want. The surprises you don't want, you call problems. And you don't want those. But you need them. Because they're the things that make you grow. See, what we need is variety to be alive. We need stimulation. We need the unknown, or we feel dead inside. See, you can get variety by doing drugs, because variety is just a change in state. You can get variety by eating. That's why people get addicted to food, because they can get comfort and variety. Drugs, comfort and variety. You're all bored or frustrated, you go smoke, and it changes your state, variety, and you're comfortable. Ah, it meets two of my needs. Interesting. You can also get variety in positive ways, like taking on a new challenge, setting a new goal. You can get variety in a conversation. If someone says, life's so boring, man, I go, no, life isn't boring, you're boring. Could you sit in a room with nothing else there and have unlimited variety if you just used your brain, yes or no? See, variety is available at any moment. Most people value certainty more.